The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. And check me out on WGNPlus.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts go up at WGN Plus and on SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on Twitter is at Sean Green Show. And on Facebook, you can find my daily ramblings on Sean Green Show Media on Facebook. Jam-packed show today. Actually, I went and saw Dawn of Justice, Batman vs. Superman over the weekend. Actually, I saw it twice, so it can totally just sink in my head. And I wanted to talk with Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. He joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Hanging out. I'm curious to hear what you thought about Batman v Superman.
Okay. I had like a grading system that I normally use. And after seeing it, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it yet. And if you haven't seen it, my recommendation is you go out and go see it. I gave it a B minus. And the reason why I kind of gave it a B minus was because though it was really, really great, I think there were a lot of Easter eggs in it, and it was, in my opinion, if you wasn't like a hardcore reader of any of the Batman or Superman comic books, you were like some of the Easter eggs they threw in. You were like totally lost. So that's where I kind of that's why I gave it the B minus. As far as the length of the movie, I thought the length was appropriate to tell the story. Though, in retrospect, I think they should have just did a Batman standalone film first and then brought in Batman versus Superman. But overall, I think it's a great movie. I recommend this movie for anybody. So that's my total opinion about the movie. There were so many people bashing the movie, which I couldn't understand, you know. And I think it was just unfair.
Yeah, the bashing of this movie was pretty rough, and I think there's a lot of people like yourself who feel like it is unfair that it wasn't that bad. And I don't think it was that bad. I definitely think there are some redeeming qualities about it. I really like the Batman. I like the Wonder Woman. I have sort of a good feeling. I mean, Zack Snyder knows how to direct an action scene. You know, his visuals are pretty cool. It had a bit of a misstep for me with the story, and I just thought it could have been a better story. You know, I didn't grow up reading comics as much. I did read some, but I wasn't sort of the kid that was in the comic shop every single week. And I think that for a lot of those fans, the fact that Zack Snyder is taking some liberties in terms of changing the way we see these characters and who they've been in the past, I think is upsetting a lot of people because it feels like it goes against who they are really and the fundamentals of their character. So I can agree with, I can see where they're coming from. That said, I'm sort of someone who comes from the place of, you know, take a risk with the character. Let's see a version of them we've never seen before. Why not? You know, it's something different. And so I'm not 100% in agreement with how successful it is, especially in this day and age where the Marvel movies, which are lighter and funner and funnier, are doing really well. I would rather see sort of a lighter version, but I don't sort of, you know, I criticize them too hard for at least taking a risk with it and continuing to take that risk and not falling back and saying, okay, we'll just do what you want, you know, to keep it going and say, look, we're starting a ride right now and we're not going to finish kind of our version of it until, you know, we're done with it. So So we'll see. We'll see how Justice League turns out.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it leaves in the box office, and people actually were curious about seeing it, and people will see, even the people that haven't seen it but probably read a review or heard from a friend, they're still going to go out and see it anyway. So I think, you know, what's going to happen, they're going to probably address some of the issues people had with this film, and in the next film, it'll be better. But I don't think it was as bad as people made it seem in the first place. One thing that I also want to talk to you about that was on movies.com, you had a Star Wars Force Awakens story about BB-8, and yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. So what's the deal with that?
Yeah, I interviewed, you know, the Star Wars hits Blu-ray this week, and also actually April 5th, but it hits digital HD on Friday, so like on VOD and your VOD platforms, you'll be able to watch it, including Fandango, which has they're launching this new Fandango Now, which is a streaming platform.
Wow!
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you could do that starting on Friday, and Star Wars will be available. So in leading up to that, I interviewed a couple of the guys who were involved behind the scenes, the visual effects supervisor, Roger Guyatt, and sound editor Matthew Wood. Both of these gentlemen were nominated for Oscars. Their teams were nominated for Oscars. And so I got a bunch of little tidbits. One of them was about creating BB-8's voice and how they brought in comedians like Ben Schwartz and Bill Hader and used like a very kind of intricate system, you know, in terms of a talk box, the kind of stuff that Peter Frampton would use to create sort of the personality of BB-8 through some of these comedians. So it's just a really interesting story, and I also put a little featurette on BB-8 in there. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Star Wars when it came out in theaters, but it was more about the story and the characters and how's the movie. Now that the film has sort of been out and has resonated with people and that it's arriving on Blu-ray, and I'll be honest with you, I've watched it already with my family probably about 10 times since we got the Blu-ray on Friday, and I can confirm that this is definitely a movie that you can keep watching. You can watch the hell out of it, which I'm really happy about, and that, to me, is the definition of a great Star Wars movie. So there's a lot of really cool stories behind the scenes of how this movie was put together, and this BB-8 story is one of them, and I'm running a couple of them this week, so I got another one tomorrow coming on Kylo Ren's helmet, which is interesting, his voice, and I have another one too. So there's a couple, so check them out.
Wow. Now I want to go back a little bit. And you said Fandango has like a video on demand. How can people get that? Do they have to join Fandango? Is this something that they have to pay for? And is this going to be like the future of video on demand? Because, you know, people they still release the DVDs, but I'm totally a fan of the video on demand and the Netflix and the, you know, Hulu and all that stuff. I mean, I have like a crap load of DVDs in my house. I mean, but it's taking up a lot of space. So the video on demand is more convenient for me. And with Fandango having this now, how does that work?
Yeah, well, Fandango basically acquired this company called MGo, who had a streaming site and a streaming service. They have an app and everything, and they're rebranding it to call it Fandango Now. And so, like, the official Fandango Now launches on Friday. Star Wars The Force Awakens will, of course, be the hottest title available. But if you go to MGo, or if you type in Fandango Now, you'll be able to find it. The app will be rebranded. So on Friday, go to the App Store, or if you already have MGo as your app, I'm sure it'll be updated to Fandango Now. And, yeah, it'll be like any other streaming service. You can go in and you can pay per movie. And I think eventually what Fandango wants to do is sort of create these like super tickets. So you'll buy a ticket for, say, Suicide Squad to go see it in the movie theater, and that ticket will also include like a free download of the movie when it hits, you know, the Fandango Now streaming service. And a lot of these films these days are arriving on digital HD streaming, VOD, before they hit Blu-ray and DVD, like Star Wars is hitting 4 days before. So I think it's going to be kind of cool. You know, Fandango kind of wants to be involved in your movie-watching experience, you know, not just at the theater, but, you know, for the entire life cycle of the movie. And it's cool for me because I can do stories about the movie when it hits theaters, but then also I can come back around like I am doing with Star Wars, talking to some of the people behind the scenes and just finding and just uncovering these really cool little stories about this movie that help you, you know, that enhances your experience of watching it again when it hits streaming.
Wow, that's so awesome. Well, we got another week of movies out, and I know people are just like totally just drained from going to the movies last weekend, but if you love movies, you have to go every week. What new do we have this week?
I'm recommending this week a movie called Everybody Wants Some. It's in limited release, but it's going to slowly expand over the next couple of weeks. So if it's not in your neck of the woods right now, then just, you know, make a mental note of me talking about it, and you'll probably see it within the next week or two at your theater. But it's from director Richard Linklater, and it's a spiritual sequel to Dazed and Confused. So if you remember that movie, it's kind of a cult classic. And this, you know, that film took place the last day of high school in the 70s. And this one takes place the first weekend of college in 1980. And it's an up-and-coming cast. And it's sort of, I call it a quintessential hangout movie, just like Dazed and Confused. You know, the characters are basically just hanging out for the weekend. But it's got a lot of really great 80s callbacks. It feels like Dazed and Confused, like filtered through Animal House. If you like those early 80s teen sex comedies like Porky's and Animal House and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, there's a lot of that kind of feeling in this film. And it also does, it's got great music, and it kind of talks about, you know, what 1980 was, how all of these different types of music were converging on one another with disco and rap and country and punk. So really cool stuff and great performances. So, yeah, highly recommend Everybody Wants Some. It's a fun movie. After Batman v Superman, which is a bit angry and feels like it punches you, I got a hangover after I watched that movie. Everybody Wants Some is like a good time. It's like going out with your friends for the night and just having a good time. So highly recommend that one.
Oh wow! And God's Not Dead 2, is that coming out this week, or do we have to, or is that just limited release?
God's Not Dead 2 is out this week. It'll be in a bunch of theaters. It'll most likely be in your neck of the woods is a sequel to God's Not Dead. God's Not Dead was the largest grossing faith-based film when it was released in 2014, actually. It earned like $60 million at the box office, so of course we're getting a sequel. And this is kind of similar to the first one where it sort of just extends the conversation about faith in the public forum. About a high school teacher who sort of is discussing Jesus in her classroom and kind of gets into trouble in terms of how she describes Jesus. And so, you know, big faith-based movie, a big faith-based market out there. We're seeing a lot of these kinds of films. I think this is like the third one in just like 1 month or month and a half that we've seen that's been faith-based.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you that the popularity of this genre is growing. And these are hot tickets these days. And so that's another option for you that's available this weekend.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Hey, guys, make sure you check out Fandango.com. Pre-order all your tickets at Fandango.com. Also, if you want to check out MGO, a Fandango company, make sure you guys check that out. It launches on Friday, so you can rent TV shows, rent movies, and you can download it on your phone. Make sure you go to MGO or Google Fandango now. So, definitely check that out. That sounds really cool. I'm downloading it on my phone as we speak, so if I'm stumbling along, it's because I'm trying to download this app while I'm talking to everybody. Also, go to movies.com, because if you go to movies.com, you can see and read all the awesome stories we were talking about just now. Eric Davis, if you want to follow him on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis. That's E-R-I-K Davis, if you want to check that out. Really cool dude on Twitter, so make sure you check him out on Twitter. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, cool. And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.